What's up, everyone? This is Eric Davis, contributor editor at Fandango, and I am with Sean O'Connell, of course, who is a correspondent for Fandango. What's up, Sean?
We are ready to talk Oscars. I'm gearing up for
We
it.
are going to talk Oscars, and it's interesting. Growing up, I was never a big fan of the Oscars, and I think it was because my father was never a big fan of the Oscars, and he was
Right.
always like he didn't like competitions where it forced you to pick the best of something, especially when it comes to like an art form like movies. And so I sort of grew up with this thought in my head. It's like, why do we have to pick the best? Why can't we just select like nine films and say these are really great films to represent the best of the year, but why do we have to pick the best of those films? So, I approach the Oscars. I'm always like a little iffy when it comes to picking the best. But, we want to talk about it. We want to see. It's coming this Sunday. It's very exciting. Everybody's going to watch it. And we're not going to go through a whole long chat about which films are going to win, which deserve to win. Let's just look at the best picture category.
Okay, sounds good.
And tell me which movie you think will win and which we should win.
This is the first year, Eric, honestly, and we've both been doing this for, decades now at this point, that I can honestly remember where it's a coin toss in terms of what's going to happen. More often than not, we have a foregone conclusion where, a film like The Artist is just dominating the long, long Oscar campaign leading up to the night of the telecast, or a movie like The King's Speech, sort of dominates, and people hold out hope that something like The Social Network could rise up and steal some thunder, but it ends up being The King's Speech when the envelope is opened. But, the front runner right now feels like Argo, but because Ben Affleck didn't make it into the Best Director category, you could make the argument that, Argo doesn't have a chance because so often those two categories, Best Director and Best Picture, line up. I still think it's a coin toss. I think it's a coin toss between Argo and Lincoln. Argo having all the momentum going into the awards ceremony, and Lincoln still just sort of being the film that feels like the movie that the Academy wants to recognize. It has the most nominations with 12. They always respond when Spielberg does a historical film, be it Schindler's List or Saving Private Ryan. On paper, I thought that that was the one to beat. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Academy just sort of said, you go ahead with your SAGs and your producers' guilds. And, those are, if you think they're fine bellwether indicators, great. But this is our show and we're going to go with what we think. And it could be Lincoln and Spielberg.
Is that the movie that should win?
No, I mean, if I were really going on a personal base, I mean, when I did my top 10 for the year, Beasts of the Southern Wild was my number two. And I hate when a movie like that gets a Best Picture nomination and gets a Best Director nomination, and everyone's like, oh, well, the win for that movie is the nomination. Well, no, it deserves to be there. And to me, it's a movie that shouldn't exist. It's so impossible with all the things that had to happen for it to work as well as it does, that if I were picking the Best Picture of the year, it would be that. But I go into the Oscars on Sunday knowing that it has no chance of winning.
Yeah, I always look at the Best Picture race, and I wonder which movie should win. Should it be a movie that is very accessible to audiences, no matter how you watch your movies or who likes what? I feel like films like Argo and Silver Linings Playbook are just very accessible movies, and they're the movies that any Joe Mama can go to and just be like, wow, that was a really fun experience going to the movies. And to a certain degree, you feel like a movie like that should win the Best Picture at the Oscars. These are movies that represent everybody. I think Argo is going to win it. I feel like, for the reasons why you think Ben Affleck wasn't nominated for Best Director and how that can play against him, I think it could also play for him. In people giving Argo the best picture because he didn't get nominated for best director. But yeah, I think Argo is going to win it. I think it's riding a tremendous amount of momentum right now. And I like it to win. And in terms of the movie that should win, I don't know. I almost agree with you with Beast of the Southern Wild. I feel like it's – when I saw it, I said this is the most ambitious movie I've ever seen play the Sundance Film Festival. Right. I haven't been going to Sundance for all the years that it's been there, but I've been going for about 8 years. And it was the first, most ambitious film that I've seen. It was the most ambitious movie of the year next to Cloud Atlas, I think. And I feel like we should reward – those sorts of filmmakers, and
you don't think the nomination alone should be the win for that movie?
No, I don't. Right? I don't think. I think it definitely deserves something.
This is a very interesting field. These nine films. I mean, we have a lot of money makers. You know, six of the nine have gone over 100 million, I believe.
Yeah.
We have a lot of crowd pleasers. We have important movies. We have art house movies. It's a really good sampling of what we saw in 2012.
It is a really good sampling, and that, you know, and like part of me would love to just leave it at that. Like, why do we have to now say
yeah, right,
this is the best of all of those movies? Because there's a lot of these movies are all completely different from each other. And right. What's to say Lincoln is better than Argo? You know, what's to say it's better than Beast of Southern Wild? I feel like all of these movies resonated with people in different ways. They're all really great, entertaining movies for different reasons. You know, let's just honor them and go watch them instead of saying now this is the best of these nine.
Right. It's not a Super Bowl where you have a determined winner.
No. But we'll see what happens on Sunday, and I look forward to watching it. Sean is picking Lincoln as his pick to win it. I am picking Argo, and we'll see what happens come Sunday.
All right, man.
Great.